Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word.
Genesis 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Notice in verse 2 it says, the earth was without form, void. There was absolutely no order. There was chaos. And then the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the deep, and God said. Somebody say, "And God said." Our God is a speaking God. Amen. And then we find in John 1 verse 1, the Apostle John writes, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that is made." This pulpit I'm touching is the Word made matter. That seat you're sitting on is the Word made matter. There's no matter without the Word. Everything that we experience is the Word manifest. Praise God. He created all things by his Word. God spoke into disorder, and I thank God his Word brings order into disorder. How many of you can say, since the Word of God has come into my life, there's order. Things are coming into line. Things are changing. Things are transforming. Amen. Because the entrance of his Word brings life. Hallelujah. We notice that God spoke and he brought order. He brought life. He brought blessing. He brought perfection, because God's voice is the voice of perfection. I've learned this about God, that he does not adjust his Word according to your situation. When he speaks from perfection. Amen. And so it's so important also to realize that, how did disorder come into the world? Well, the Bible says Adam heard a lie. It's when Adam heard a lie that he was taken out of paradise. Think about that. Every lie removes you, leads you away from perfection, from paradise. What Adam heard caused him to lose everything. So, in the name of Jesus, everything you heard will be exposed. Everything that's not of God will be revealed. Praise the name of Jesus. Listen, saints, what you listen to is very important. It's very important what you listen to, because it influences your heart. Notice that even though Adam and Eve were created and set in paradise, they lost paradise. They lost perfection. You never come to a place of such maturity in God that you can afford to listen to the voice of the enemy. Somebody say with me, "I can never afford to listen to the wrong voice." This is a very important point. You can never afford it. You might think you're strong enough, but you're not. Amen. There's certain voices you want to cut out of your life. Amen. Jesus said, "The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life." How does the enemy come? He comes with a voice. He comes with a word. He speaks. He speaks to your mind, speaks to your heart. He speaks to you to see if he can gain entrance. Amen. Listen, there's always two voices speaking. Actually, there's three. There's your own voice as well. But there's two voices coming at you constantly. And who you listen to has great consequences for your life. Amen. You know, we live in a world where people even choose which news channel they want to listen to because you can't trust the news anymore. Amen. If you're anti-Trump, listen to CNN. If you're pro-Trump, listen to Fox News. You know what I'm saying? You know what? You choose your news. But in the kingdom, there's one word. It's the word of truth. And we need to tune out the voice of the enemy. Amen. You know, there's some people, they just the voice of the enemy from the morning till the evening. Amen. You listen to them. I mean, when you stand talking to them, you have to literally close your ears and say, amen. Because the enemy's trying to get something to you. And listen, he's very clever. I've noticed that the enemy will confirm a lie with two or three witnesses. Yeah. He wants to build you up against somebody. You get one person to say it, another person to say it. By the time the third person says it, oh, it must be true. Yeah. Be very careful. We will believe the report of the Lord. Somebody say amen. So, what do I want to say? Watch your ears. Guard your heart. Protect yourself. Amen. Because there are some people that are just, you know, even godly people can speak an ungodly word. Oh, my Lord. Even preachers can speak. Even somebody as your closest friend can speak a word that's not by the Spirit of God. Amen. You say, how's that possible? Well, the same Peter that Jesus said, "You blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but your Father in heaven," the same one Jesus turns back to him later on and said, "Get behind me, Satan." Amen. We have to guard the word. Everybody say, guard the word, protect the word, shield your ears, make sure you hear from the Spirit, put no trust in the flesh, put no trust in people, amen. I've learned they are great men of God, I listen to them, but I always listen through the filter of the Spirit. Hello, amen, praise God. So watch your ears, guard your ears. Don't lend your ears out because you are influenced by what you hear. So Satan is the father of lies. When he speaks death. Jesus said that he was a murderer from the beginning. So a lie, why does the enemy bring lies? Why is it so important to realize that you must guard yourself against lies? Because one lie can misdirect your whole life. One lie can put you on the wrong path. You somewhere like, I know, you know, even when I follow my GPS got a lying spirit. Amen. There's a devil in that thing. Sometimes I go to a city, I don't know, it says, now turn left. I mean, I'm on my way to the city center. It said, turn left. The next moment, I'm in the bundus. I'm going through. Just, where am I? Amen. And then I hear my GPS go, amen. Wrong signs. Wrong voices. But the Spirit will speak to you. He will guide you. Jesus said the Holy Ghost will be the unction of God. He will guide you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Unguarded ears become openings for garbage. You become a garbage dump. You know, it's amazing. I read this the other day, and so true. It said that unsuccessful people talk about people And successful people talk about plans. Isn't it so true? You can be caught up with drama your whole life. Some people, they are the official drama department of the world. Amen. Drama, drama. This one, that one. Listen, you will never solve that. You are in a cul-de-sac. You have been lied to. You are busy with things you cannot change. You can't change people's hearts. Amen. You can guard your heart and be gracious towards people, but you can't change other people. When I met my wife, I tried very hard, but she's hard-headed. Amen. She's got her, she is full of herself. She's Patricia. And I can't change her because that's who she is. And I tried. And I almost died in the process. I almost paid with my life. Amen. No, I'm just joking a little bit. But you know what? After a while, I realized I can't change her. Amen. Only God can change her. And you can't change me either. Amen. You can pray for your partner. You can love your partner. You can minister to your partner. But change comes from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And thank God we can speak truth to one another. And hopefully the truth is spoken in love so you can receive it. Truth spoken as an accusation destroys. But truth spoken in love reveals. Builds you up. Changes you. Amen. And I thank God. When I met her, I thought I need to change her, but I needed change. Amen. So watch the word that comes to you. Why is it so important to think what you hear? Because what you hear, the Bible says faith comes by hearing. If you hear the enemy's voice, you'll believe the enemy's voice. If you hear God's voice, you'll believe God's voice. It's not about your sincerity. Some people are sincerely wrong. Amen. You know, as long as you believe what you believe. Who said that? Jesus said, be careful who you believe. Somebody say amen. Amen. So God's word is the source of life. It's the source of truth. It's the wellspring of blessing that I receive in my life. So if that's true, then what I hear is very important. Amen. I hear stories about Smith Wigglesworth. They said when people arrived by his front door, knocked on his door, and they got a newspaper, he said, leave that devil's thing outside before he come into my house. Amen. Spend time with the word. Hallelujah. Nowadays with fake news, you can't believe anything. I mean, just every now and then, Pat says, oh, look what happened. Oh, look at his face. Amen. I say, oh, look, your patch. This is a fake. You spend so much energy on nonsense. Amen. But we are accountable to God to fulfill His will for our lives. Amen. And if you fulfill your will, everything else is in His hands. Fulfill His will, I should say. So what you hear is very important. So that's why God says, don't listen to the enemy. Don't listen to the voice of the accuser. Don't listen to gossip. Let's bring it closer to home. Don't listen to bad reports. Amen. Don't listen to them. Whose report will you believe? I'll believe the report of the Lord. When the enemy comes with a report, just the other day, somebody said something to my wife and I. We said, we don't receive that. You have to actively say, I don't receive that. Amen. Amen. Don't file it. Don't receive it. Counteract it. Speak against it. Declare the truth in the face of a lie. Amen. Because I live by the word. Somebody say, I live by the word. Don't listen to unbelief. Amen. Oh, things are bad in this country. Don't you know there's no jobs? Who said there's no jobs? I live in a different economy. I live in the blessing of God. The blessings of God is not dependent on this world. God does not speak from the circumstance of the world. He speaks from heaven. He speaks from perfection. Somebody say amen. So as believers, we live by a different voice. Listen to your words. Because you have what you say. Amen. I said you have what you say. If you don't like what you have, change what you say. Amen. So we speak from a different source. Having spent time in His Word, we speak words of life, words of blessing. Amen. We speak the promises of God. The Bible says that Jesus is the high priest of your confession. He gave you that confession. When you speak on earth, you speak as your high priest is speaking in heaven. When you speak on earth according to the word of God, you bring heaven's will to the earth. You give voice to the voice of the Spirit. You give voice to the word. Amen. Now, sometimes this sounds like name it and claim it. It's not just like that. You can't decide what you want. You have to hear. Can I say it again? You have to hear. Yes, when a situation, you read the word. So, okay, what is it I want from God? You read the word, but then you read the word, you meditate, you listen for the voice of the Spirit, because His word is rhema. His word is God-breathed. Somebody say amen. Rhema. It's the word. His word is God-breathed. It's the Spirit of God breathes on that word. Your spirit grabs it. Somebody say amen. So in Jesus' name, I declare the word of God. I speak into that chaos in your life. I speak. I declare the word of God over that disorder. I command order in the name of Jesus. I command your life to line up with the word of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I command everything in your life to come in line with the word. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. Let the perfect will of God be made manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So why is it so important what we hear? Because we say what we hear. We act what we hear. Amen. We do what we hear. Your heart is influenced and changed by what you hear. Amen. Don't always listen to what you hear. Don't let it find entrance into your heart. When your heart utters its desire, don't even listen to your own heart. The Bible says man's heart is desperately wicked and full of evil. Out of the heart proceeds. Amen. I found you can be at the moment prophesying and speaking the word of the Lord and glory and hallelujah and by revelation, and 2 minutes later, you're chopping somebody. Come on now. We're real people in this church. Amen. You know, you grow, and the more you grow, the more you repent. Amen. The more you say sorry. Hallelujah. In fact, the more you grow and learn the authority of the word, the less likely you are to speak death. Somebody say amen. Listen, God's word is still spoken into chaos today. But that word is in us. You say, where will I find somebody? Maybe if I travel overseas and I go to Rodney Howard Brown's meeting. No, the word is near you. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. The word is waiting to be made manifest. Oh, glory. I said the word is waiting to be made manifest. The word is waiting to have effect. Hallelujah. How does the word have effect? When it's in your heart and it's in your, then it gets into your mouth and you start speaking the word. That's how near God is to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I command the will of God in your life in the name of Jesus. I command the word of God to come forth from your lips in the name of Jesus. When God's word comes from your heart, it brings light. It brings life. It brings revelation. God's word manifest was the beginning of miracles. When Jesus became the manifestation of the word, they said, never heard we a man like this. Suddenly signs, wonders, and miracles. I declare in Jesus' name, you are God's word manifest on the earth. You're the result of the word. You're born of the seed of the word. You live by the word. You speak the word. You manifest the word. And God watches over his word. God is watching over you. Somebody say hallelujah. I command the will of God for your life. In the name of Jesus, I declare it shall be according to the word. Amen. How do we manifest the authority of the word? You submit yourself to the authority. You live like the word says live. You do like the word says do. You act like the word says act. You speak like the word says speak. And you become the word. When people look at you, they see the word. Amen. And you're different. They can't understand you. They speak against you. They don't understand this thing because you're a threat to them. They don't realize, how does this person talk like a stranger? Amen. Hallelujah. When you live in the word, people misunderstand you. The world, they can't grasp. Amen. But thank God we live by a different order. I command every lie, every misdirection to be revealed, to be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What does the enemy do with lies? He uses lies to gain access, to bind you, and to tie himself to you. When you believe a lie, you become a carrier of the lie. Think of it. You know, the farmers have their seed. And then the farmer next door plants GMO, genetically modified seed. And those seed blows over into his farm. And if his farm soil receives it, it bears GMO. Amen. I don't want to be the bearer of GMO. I'm not genetically modified. I'm of the wellspring. I'm of the source. Hallelujah. Amen. Think of it. All variations you see of the gospel is GMOs. There's one truth. Oh, we believe like that. Since when? Amen. Like the one person... I'm a Christian. He said, I'm a Christian and I'm a homosexual. GMO. Altered to suit his desires. Let the word of God be pure in your heart. Let the word of God set truth in your heart. Let the word of God set you free in the name of Jesus. I break and I cancel every lie from you. In the name of Jesus, you lying devils, I break your power from this life. Hallelujah. Well, in my household, we don't tithe. We got our own GMO. In my household, we treat children this way. It's my own GMO. In the name of Jesus, let the purity of the word of God find its access into your heart. We are not the judges of the word. The word judges us. Amen. Somebody say no GMOs. Hallelujah. I will not have a modified word. Let God be true. And let every devil be a liar. You are blessed with every blessing in heavenly places, says the preacher. And you say, except for me and my house, GMO. Amen. I want to say to you, it is what it is. God is the Word. The Word is God. The Word cannot be altered. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He said so, it is so. I will not water it down and change it. When God's Word comes to your heart, it brings light. It sets your feet on a right path, on the highway of the Lord. Let God's will be done in your life today. I command your heart to find the way of the Lord. Amen. Let a pathway of glory. Isaiah said, there shall be a highway there. It shall be called the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you love God, you can accept His word. When you love truth, you will bind yourself to that truth. Amen. Our desires, listen, saints, do not always line up with the will of God. That's why we must hear from the Holy Ghost. As I always say, if you are led by your own desires and you want to go to Joburg, you can find a scripture that says, go therefore. And if you don't want to go, you can find a scripture that says, stay in Egypt. We read the scripture this morning. So which one are you going to listen to? Hello? You need to differentiate between your heart and the spirit that's speaking. God is spirit. Hallelujah. Learn to pray in the spirit. Learn to listen to the voice of the spirit. Become acquainted with the Holy Ghost. My sheep hear my voice. His voice is not emotional. His voice is not soulish. His voice is not of the world. His voice is spirit. God is spirit. And the spirit of God speaks to your spirit, because the Bible says your spirit is the candle of the Lord. You cannot afford to be led of your desires. Because the Bible says we are led away and enticed by our desires. Amen. Hear the word of the Lord. Listen to God. I remember my wife and I, we had bought ourselves a nice house further on Marine Drive, lovely sea view and all that. And there was another house in front of us on the beach. We said we want that one. And, you know, for about 2 years, we begged the owner, sell us the house, sell us the house, sell us. And eventually, we went on holiday in Cape Town. He phones us. He said, do you still want my house? I said, yes, because my desire. And I even had a word for it. God said, I give you houses and lands filled with good things. Yes. Amen. And we couldn't wait to get back home. We'd already drawn our house. We'd already asked my wife, I'm always drawing. And, you know, we went to go walk on the land, and I even had a word for that. Every place your foot shall tread, God has given it to you. Thank God He's given me the desires of my heart. Thank you, Lord, you give me houses and lands filled with every good thing. Amen. And so we said, okay, I'm going to go pray. We're going to ask God how we're going to buy this place. And I went to my prayer class and went to go pray. Praying in the spirit, looking to God. And the Holy Ghost said, you will not buy this house. In fact, you will sell the one you're in and move back to your previous house. So I came out of the prayer room. Pat said to me, what did the Lord say? I said, the Lord said, you're not buying it and you're selling and you're moving back. Amen. And when I told Pastor Fred what the Lord said to me, he said, we just dedicated that house. You wasted my time. But the Lord had spoken. And so I said, okay, you go pray. You hear from the Lord. And she went and she said, yeah, she got a confirmation from the Holy Ghost. You see, your own heart has to be checked by the Holy Ghost. Most Christians make trouble for themselves when they're led of the desires of their heart. Amen. The Bible says the Lord will give you the desires. When you pray and submit, the Spirit of God will speak. And that is the journey of a Christian. You have to learn to discern between the voice of your spirit and the voice of your soul, your heart, your will, your intellect. That's the soulish realm. As many as are led of the Spirit, they are sons of God. Hello? I want to say this. If you're led of the Spirit, you will never make a mistake. Amen. Because he's the spirit of wisdom. He's the wisdom of Solomon dwelling in the inmost being. Hallelujah. And so the Lord said, no, you will sell and you will go. And so, you know, we said, okay, Lord, what do we do? And I prayed and God laid a certain agent on my heart who said, okay, we'll go speak to her. We'll phone her. We'll give her the house to sell. And so we phoned her, we said to her, listen, we're selling this house. So, listen, when you hear the voice of the Lord, you must know you heard the voice of the Lord. So that you are not swayed from the... Once you heard the voice of the Lord, you carry it through. Somebody say, carry it through. Don't stop halfway. Don't be swayed. Don't be... guide it off, because the spirit of wisdom, no matter who the person is, not wiser than the Holy Ghost. Hello? No matter how great, no matter how much experience, the Spirit of God has got more foreknowledge than that person. And so I remember phoning the agent. I said, listen, we want to sell this house, and I want you to put on the market. And we put on, and we experienced miraculous. It was just miraculous. Within 2 weeks, we were back in our other house. God just moved miraculously because we followed the voice of the Spirit. When I phoned her, she said to me, I want you to know it's not the right time to sell. It's a buyer's market. It's not a seller's market. The right time is when God says it's the right. Amen. I said the right time is when God says. When God says do, it's the timing is perfect. You know, God says do and you say, oh, Lord, it's not the right time. Oh, sorry, Johnny, I didn't know. Tell me when's the right time. Oh, okay, I see. Amen. Immediate obedience leads to immediate breakthrough. Can I say it again? Immediate obedience lead to immediate breakthroughs. God says, sell the thing. So I said to her, I want you to know, I found you at the right time. You have to counteract the voice of the enemy when it comes back at you. Amen. She said to me, I want you to know, there's not many buyers in the market for that kind of a house. You know, it's expensive. There's not many buyers in that market. I said, I don't need many buyers. I only need one. She says, I want you to know, it's going to be very difficult. I said to her, it's going to be the easiest sale you've ever done. Amen. I mean, she came to my house. She looked at the house, put it on the market. That same week, a man walks in, said, I'm buying this house. The next week, the house was sold, cash. It was a seller's market. Amen. When you walk in obedience, you follow your footsteps, walk on one miracle after another. Hallelujah. We said, we're selling the house. The buyer came to our house. He said, listen, I like this house. I want it. I want the furniture as well. He said, I want to buy everything in this house. And I said to him, I want you to know I'm not in the second-hand furniture business. We'd already lived in the house 2 years. I said, I'm not in the second-hand furniture business. If you want it, you're going to pay new replacement price. He said, fine, new replacement price, I'll pay it. We went around, we did all our shopping. I mean, from the carpets on the floor to the paintings on the wall, to the beds, to the fridge, to the TVs, everything. Hallelujah. Because we heard and we did. When you hear the voice of God is miraculous. It's supernatural. It opens a path for you to walk in the supernatural. Amen. So we went, we searched through, we found the stuff that we wanted. We gave him a price, I think at that time was $150,000. He said, okay, thank you. The cash was in my account, same day. When we moved back to our other house, we took our suitcases. The rest of the stuff, as we arrived there, the trucks were arriving with new TVs, new beds, new. We moved in, they delivered. Amen. So, you know, here's another miracle. God said, do it now. So, you know, this whole miracle happens. Now we're ready to move. I mean, we must be out by the end of the month. And Pat says to me, oh, my Lord, what are we going to do? Those tenants have still got more than a year's lease left. And those of you who know tenancy, that lease goes before buy. So if they got a lease, you can sell that house. It means nothing. The tenant can stay till the end of the lease. You know that. Amen. So I said, man, that's happened. So, but Lord, we know that you told us it's the timing of the Lord. God will make a way. Do you know the next day the tenant phoned us and said, now, please be merciful to us. We need to move in 3 days' time. I said, I understand. God's word is perfect. His timing is perfect. His ways are justice and righteousness and holiness. And when you hear, obey. Hallelujah. Delay can easily bring the things that lined up for your life into disorder. And then you have to wait for it again. Somebody say hallelujah. The enemy will always try to move you out of what God said to you. Stay strong. Amen. Stay strong. Even when the experts tell you God must be wrong, stay strong. Tell your neighbor, stay strong. The word shall come to pass. Hallelujah. You speak that word. Once that word was given, we spoke that word. We said to the kids, pack up, we're going home. Amen. Hallelujah. We acted on the word. Now listen, speaking is more than words. Your life speaks. Your action speaks. Amen. Your heart speaks. And you line yourself up with what God says. Do not be moved. Let your heart be set. Do not waver. That's what the Bible says. If you waver, you become like a ship without a rudder. Amen. Once that rudder is set, let the Holy Ghost move you. In the name of Jesus, I declare the word released in your life shall be miraculous. Will set your feet on the path, on the miraculous paths of the Lord. Will cause your ship to be blown directly according to the will of God. And it will be miraculous. It will make a way. It will be God's way for your life. And you will experience the glory of God. And you will be a testimony. And you will be a declaration of God's miracle power. And you shall experience the miraculous, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I heard this word in my spirit as I was preparing. God said to me, I spoke, so speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once he spoke, speak. Hallelujah. No matter how incredible, no matter how hard it looks, speak. In the name of Jesus, I release faith in your heart. I release big faith in your heart that's able to hear and speak. When the word comes, it's often so overwhelmingly big. In the name of Jesus, I release strength in your heart to conceive the word spoken, that you speak by the word that is God sent, a big word, a God word. Hallelujah. Some of you, God's about to move you into new spheres of business, into new realms of influence by His Spirit. And don't let your naturals tell you it can't be so. Say what God says, do what God says, hallelujah, and live in the miraculous. I declare in Jesus' name, you live in the miraculous. Hallelujah. Everybody lift your hands and say, I live in the miraculous. I live in the heaven sent, God breathed, God spoken, word of God. In the name of Jesus. His word is life. His word is truth. Jesus said in Matthew 10:27, what I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. What is whispered in your ear, shout from the rooftops. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Declare it, and it shall be. Jesus commanded us to speak the word. Hallelujah. Why? Because as He is, so are we. His word manifests on the earth is done through the saints. And the time is coming where the saints shall declare the word of the Lord, and it shall be done in its fullness. It shall be performed in its perfection until there's a people on the earth that are living as the days of heaven on earth. Hallelujah. There'll be no separation. Jesus spoke to the sick. He spoke to the storm. He spoke to the dead. He spoke to those in need. Hallelujah. And as He is, so are we. I speak. I want to say this to you. Let there be no situation in your life that is not under your spoken word. Let me say it to this side today. Let there be no circumstance in your life that is not under the spoken word. How do you bring your circumstance under the authority of the word? You speak. Hallelujah. I've learned this. Once you've spoken, don't argue about it. Let it be for you as the law of the Persians and the Medes. You know, King Darius made a decree and he couldn't reverse it, because a king couldn't reverse his decree, because it's as the law of the Medes and the Persians. Let your word be like that. What I've spoken, I've spoken. Speak to the hand. Amen. I've learned to do this. Once I make a declaration of faith by the Spirit of the Lord, and the enemy comes in, oh, they are, but do you realize I've spoken? I'm not even engaging with you. I don't have to explain to you. I don't have to get you to agree with me. If heaven agrees with me, I agree with heaven. The two agree, it shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is agreed. It is settled. It is done. I don't need you to agree with me. Some people need 5,000 people on Facebook to agree with them. Amen. Maybe if 1 million people can like, then God will do. Now, if you can believe, if you can believe, the Bible says, I believe, therefore I spoke. Somebody say, I believe, therefore I speak. I believe, therefore I speak. Let every situation in the name of Jesus come under the authority of the word of God from your lips. Let every situation in the name of Jesus come under the authority of the word of God from your lips. Let there be no area of your life that you have not subjected to the law of the word of God. Hallelujah. Let every spirit, let every name that is named be made subject to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. The word is the establishing of the authority of God. Jesus said, believe and say. Whatsoever things you will say, if you say to this mountain, amen. You know, as young believers, you learn to start saying. And sometimes you say and you're trying to move something, but you need to say again. Have you ever tried to move a heavy car? And you saying move and it's standing. And you say move and it's standing. And you say move and it's standing. But eventually some momentum starts building. Keep saying. Speak and keep speaking. Hallelujah. And it's like this. So if I want to move that car, I say until it starts moving. Once it has momentum, I keep saying. But if I say and it moves and I stop, then I have to go back again. Tell your neighbor, speak. Say. There's a word of life. There's a miracle. The power of God. And God watches over His word to perform it. It shall be according to my word, says the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. Say what you hear. Speak by the Spirit of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare it shall be to you according to the word of the Lord. Let the entrance of His word bring life, bring revelation. Come on, lift your hand. Spirit of God, we thank you for the word of revelation, the Rhema word, the word of God, the word spoken from the beginning that brought life, that brought strength, that brought restoration in the name of Jesus. That same word is in our hearts. It's in our mouth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. I release the anointing for restoration. We release strength, Father, to speak the word of God. Not one will back down. Not one will back away. But Father, in the name of Jesus, every spirit, every name, every circumstance shall come under the sound of your voice, shall come under the sound of your spirit. Listen to me. Hear the word of the Lord, you dry bones. I command sign you to come to sign you. I command bone to come to bone. I command the bone to be clothed with flesh. I command the flesh to be clothed with skin. I command the miracle to be perfected. I command the miracle that has begun to work, to work, to work until it is fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, there shall be a manifestation of the miraculous. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I said in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let your circumstance alter your confession. Amen. It's not going to do so. I'm going to declare the word of the Lord. Write it down. Make it plain. Do whatever you need to do. Put it on your phone under reminder. Let it pop up every 30 minutes. Reminder, 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 reminder. The whole day, reminder. You are blessed with every spirit. Reminder, I'm giving you houses and lands. Reminder, reminder. And as you get busy, suddenly pops your phone. Reminder, what's wrong? Oh, you bless. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Reminder, 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 reminder. Strengthen yourself. Quicken your spirit by the word of God. Hallelujah. I hear that Smith Wigglesworth, you know, is a great man of faith. He carried a Bible in his pocket. And every 15 minutes, he'll stop wherever he is. He'll stop. So take the word out. Read the word of God. Saturate himself. Let your life be the manifestation of the word. In the name of Jesus, I decree when people look at you, they will see the word manifest in its power. And your life will bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus, because they look at you and say, the word of God is alive and at work. Hallelujah. You will have success. you will have success. You shall succeed. Because the word shall perform that which it is sent to do. Come on, lift your hands and say, I shall succeed. I shall succeed in the name of Jesus. I remember when the prophet gave my wife and I that word, we were standing in Berea Road right at the back. New believers stood at the back, and the prophet Dick Mills called us out. He said, God says, I'm giving you houses and lands. We were living in a rent control flat. Hello? I couldn't even afford normal rentals. Are there still flats like that available? You know, it used to be one of those wartime buildings, old building, that they weren't allowed to put the rent up in. I stayed there. I used to fish in the afternoon. If I don't catch a fish, I don't eat. Amen. I became an avid fisherman. You guys know Brother Sam, old Uncle Sam? Uncle Sam, he used to run the one rander. I used to be able to go afford to eat by the one rander. Amen. It was a one rand restaurant. And I joined his fishing club. Hallelujah. It was called the Brothers Fishing Club. Yeah, and him and I together prayed this uncircumcised Philistine into the kingdom. I said, she's in darkness, but I love her so much, I want to pull her into the light. Amen. His word is forever settled. His word. Come on, just lift your hands. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for quickening the word, quickening your will, quickening by your spirit. I breathe a breath of life into each one. I declare in Jesus' name, not one will be led astray. No lie will find its entrance, but truth will settle. The truth shall be your shield. It shall be your buckler. It shall lead you. And I will prosper you, says the Lord. I started you on a way of prosperity, and I will bring it to completion. Brother Willem, I hear the Spirit of God say to you, I started you out, and you're starting to see things around you, and you wonder, maybe it isn't what I thought. God said, it's above what you thought. It's greater than what you dream, because I am the author of it, not man. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can feel the prophetic anointing in this house here today. Come on, somebody lift your hands, just pray in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit quickening you. The Spirit breathing life and revelation into you. The word of life made manifest. The word of life revealed. Man shall not live by bread, but by every word, every rhema, by the revelation of God. Do not believe the enemy's report. Do not cry. Do not sit down. Do not be in despair. Do not become hopeless. Put your trust in God. In the name of Jesus.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.